Religion and the Republican Coalition. As commentators on oil and debt pondered leaden-gray skies, the 30% to 40% of the Republican coalition that read the Left Behind series or believed in the rapture were looking toward the heavens more hopefully. Fundamentalist preachers, Sunday gospel hours, and end times websites monitored the countdown, analogizing events to biblical predictions and speculating about advancing time horizons. In 2005, 42% of Americans described themselves to survey takers as born again, only slightly below the readings of 2001 and 2002. George W. Bush reassured the faithful that summer and autumn by endorsing the teaching of intelligent design, implicit godly design to be sure, alongside evolution in U.S. schools, and by choosing nominees who were conservative on the abortion issue to fill two U.S. Supreme Court vacancies. Because the retiring Sandra Day O'Connor had been a swing vote in earlier high court rulings, her replacement was expected to be decisive. The president also reassured the faithful by renewing his promise to veto any legislation to liberalize stem cell research, its lopsided public support notwithstanding. The peril to Republicans lay in growing voter skepticism about the influence on national policy wielded by the religious right and the wisdom of mixing religion and politics. In 2002 and 2003, the average American had favored more religiosity in public officials rather than less, results that encouraged Bush in his open religiosity and biblical phraseology. However, the polls had begun to change in 2004 and soured further in 2005, with twice as many respondents saying the Christian right had too much influence in Washington as said it had too little. The 2004 presidential election campaign had raised questions about Bush's religious intensity, including a perception that he saw himself speaking for God. Then the Schiavo dispute provoked particular national disillusionment and belief that the president and Congress were pandering to the religious right. Voters were also displeased by White House attempts to build friendly churches into a political machine, opposing that kind of involvement by more than 2-1 in public opinion polls. With George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney both retiring in 2008, jockeying by would-be presidential candidates began quickly within the Republican Party. Among those getting early attention were Senate Republican leader Bill Frist of Tennessee, Senator John McCain of Arizona, and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Florida Governor Jeb Bush, in turn, was watched carefully for any sign of a Bush family effort to prolong its White House dynasty. Because the religious right had so much power within the party, few observers thought that McCain could prevail at a national party convention, even if he had done well in the primaries. The Arizona senator's age, he would be 72 in 2008, and his uncertain health were also drawbacks. Giuliani, although far to the right on law and order issues, had offended evangelical and fundamentalist sensitivities on gay rights and abortion rights, which he had upheld during his mayoralty years. Senate Leader Frist, with his high-profile party role and 100% rating from the Christian coalition, sometimes sought to appear moderate, raising particular hackles on the right in 2005 by endorsing congressional legislation to expand stem cell research. If Jeb Bush wanted to take up the Christian conservative mantle, he had some chance of success, although several pundits also discussed the possibility of a McCain-Bush arrangement. With McCain's advanced age in 2008, they speculated, Jeb Bush could take the vice presidency and then run for president in his own right in 2012. What also began to weigh on Republican strategists was the likelihood of a serious intramural contest, including the new complex of moral issues that tied into voters' religious beliefs, denominational affiliations, and church-going intensities. Religious themes had been secondary, but significant in three previous intra-GOP presidential contests. John Anderson's bid for the 1980 Republican nomination, followed by his springtime party bolt to run that year as an independent. Next, the 1992 infighting as culture warrior Patrick Buchanan opposed George H.W. Bush for the party nomination, and longtime GOP activist H. Ross Perot wound up running as an independent. And then in 2000, John McCain's short-lived but bitter challenge to George W. Bush's nomination drive.